The Affluent Society by John Kenneth Galbraith. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Affluent Society, written by John Kenneth Galbraith in 1958, is a book that examines the economic and social implications of the post-World War II economic boom in the United States. Galbraith argues that the unprecedented economic growth of the 1950s had created a new kind of society, one in which the majority of people had access to a level of material wealth that had never before been seen. He argues that this new affluence had created a number of problems, including a widening gap between the rich and the poor, a decline in public investment, and a shift in the balance of power between labor and capital. He argues that the government had failed to recognize the implications of this new affluence and had failed to take the necessary steps to address the problems it had created. He argues that the government should take a more active role in addressing the problems of poverty and inequality, and that it should invest more in public services and infrastructure. He also argues that the government should take steps to ensure that the benefits of economic growth are shared more equitably. Galbraith also examines the implications of the new affluence for the structure of the economy. He argues that the new affluence had led to a shift in the balance of power between labor and capital, with capital becoming increasingly dominant. He argues that this shift had led to a decline in wages and an increase in corporate profits, and that this had resulted in a decrease in economic security for workers. He argues that the government should take steps to ensure that workers are adequately compensated for their labor, and that the benefits of economic growth are shared more equitably. The Affluent Society is an important work that examines the implications of the post-World War II economic boom in the United States. Galbraith argues that the new affluence had created a number of problems, including a widening gap between the rich and the poor, a decline in public investment, and a shift in the balance of power between labor and capital. He argues that the government should take a more active role in addressing the problems of poverty and inequality, and that it should invest more in public services and infrastructure. He also argues that the government should take steps to ensure that the benefits of economic growth are shared more equitably. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The Affluent Society is a book that examines the economic and social implications of the post-World War II economic boom in the United States. It argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a widening gap between the rich and the poor, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It also suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The Affluent Society is a book that examines the economic and social implications of the post-World War II economic boom in the United States. It argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a widening gap between the rich and the poor, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. Galbraith suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services such as education, healthcare, and infrastructure in order to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. He also argues that the government should provide a social safety net to protect those who are unable to take advantage of the economic opportunities available to them. Finally, he suggests that the government should use taxation to redistribute wealth and create a more equitable society. The Affluent Society is an important work that has had a lasting impact on economic and social policy. It has been credited with helping to shape the modern welfare state, and its arguments are still relevant today. The book is a must-read for anyone interested in understanding the economic and social implications of the post-World War II economic boom in the United States. Main idea number two. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a shift in the focus of economic activity away from production and towards consumption. This shift has resulted in a society that is increasingly focused on material goods and services, and has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a shift in the focus of economic activity away from production and towards consumption. This shift has resulted in a society that is increasingly focused on material goods and services, and has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens. This decrease in quality of life is due to the fact that the focus on consumption has led to a decrease in investment in public goods and services, such as education, healthcare, and infrastructure. This has resulted in a decrease in the overall quality of life for citizens, as these public goods and services are essential for a healthy and prosperous society. Additionally, the focus on consumption has led to an increase in inequality, as those with more wealth are able to purchase more goods and services than those with less wealth. This has resulted in a widening of the gap between the wealthy and the poor, and has led to a decrease in social mobility and economic opportunity for many citizens. The book also argues that this shift in focus has led to a decrease in the quality of life for citizens in other ways. For example, the focus on consumption has led to an increase in environmental degradation, as the production of goods and services has led to an increase in pollution and other forms of environmental damage. Additionally, the focus on consumption has led to an increase in debt, as citizens are increasingly relying on credit to purchase goods and services. This has resulted in an increase in financial insecurity for many citizens, as they are unable to pay off their debts and are at risk of falling into poverty. Overall, the affluent society argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a shift in the focus of economic activity away from production and towards consumption. This shift has resulted in a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, as it has led to a decrease in investment in public goods and services, an increase in inequality, environmental degradation, and financial insecurity. As such, the book argues that this shift in focus has had a negative impact on the overall quality of life for citizens. Main idea number 3. The book argues that the government should take steps to ensure that the nation's wealth is distributed more equitably. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the government should take steps to ensure that the nation's wealth is distributed more equitably. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This could be done by increasing taxes on the wealthy and using the money to fund public services, or by providing tax credits and other incentives to encourage businesses to invest in public services. Additionally, the government could create programs to help those in need, such as providing job training and housing assistance. Finally, the government could also work to reduce poverty and inequality by increasing the minimum wage and providing other forms of economic assistance to those in need. The book also argues that the government should take steps to ensure that the nation's wealth is used to benefit all citizens, not just the wealthy. This could be done by increasing taxes on the wealthy and using the money to fund public services, or by providing tax credits and other incentives to encourage businesses to invest in public services. Additionally, the government could create programs to help those in need, such as providing job training and housing assistance. Finally, the government could also work to reduce poverty and inequality by increasing the minimum wage and providing other forms of economic assistance to those in need. Main idea number 4. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This investment would help to reduce inequality and create a more equitable society. The book also argues that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Additionally, it suggests that the government should invest in research and development to create new technologies and industries that can benefit the nation as a whole. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as welfare and unemployment benefits, to help those who are struggling financially. The book argues that these investments are necessary to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. It suggests that the government should focus on creating policies that promote economic growth and reduce inequality. Additionally, it argues that the government should invest in public services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens have access to quality services. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in infrastructure, research and development, and social programs to create a more equitable society and ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. Main idea number 5. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This would involve the government providing resources to those who are unable to access them due to economic or social barriers. Additionally, the book argues that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Furthermore, it suggests that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in research and development to ensure that the nation remains competitive in the global economy. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce inequality by increasing taxes on the wealthy and providing tax breaks to the middle and lower classes. Additionally, it suggests that the government should invest in public services, such as public transportation and public parks, to ensure that all citizens have access to the same amenities. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. Main idea number 6. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This could be done by providing free or subsidized access to these services, or by providing tax incentives to businesses that invest in them. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce poverty and inequality. This could be done by increasing the minimum wage, providing tax credits to low-income families, and expanding access to social services. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in job training and education programs to help those who are struggling to find employment. Finally, the book argues that the government should take steps to reduce the cost of living, such as by providing subsidies for housing and transportation. Main idea number 7. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This would involve the government providing resources to those who are unable to access them due to economic or social barriers. Additionally, the book argues that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Furthermore, it suggests that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in research and development to ensure that the nation remains competitive in the global economy. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce inequality by increasing taxes on the wealthy and providing tax breaks to the middle and lower classes. Additionally, it suggests that the government should invest in public services, such as public transportation and public parks, to ensure that all citizens have access to the same amenities. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. Main idea number 8. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This could be done by providing free or subsidized access to these services, or by providing tax incentives to businesses that invest in them. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce poverty and inequality. This could be done by increasing the minimum wage, providing tax credits to low-income families, and expanding access to social services. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in job training and education programs to help those who are struggling to find employment. Finally, the book argues that the government should take steps to reduce the cost of living, such as by providing subsidies for housing and transportation. Main idea number 9. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This could be done by providing free or subsidized access to these services, or by providing tax incentives to businesses that invest in them. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce poverty and inequality. This could be done by increasing the minimum wage, providing tax credits to low-income families, and expanding access to social services. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in job training and education programs to help those who are struggling to find employment. Finally, the book argues that the government should take steps to reduce the cost of living, such as by providing subsidies for housing and transportation. Main idea number 10. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and health care, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and health care, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This could be done by providing free or subsidized access to these services, or by providing tax incentives to businesses that invest in them. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce poverty and inequality. This could be done by increasing the minimum wage, providing tax credits to low-income families, and expanding access to social services. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in job training and education programs to help those who are struggling to find employment. Finally, the book argues that the government should take steps to reduce the cost of living, such as by providing subsidies for housing and transportation. Main idea number 11. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and health care, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and health care, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This could be done by providing free or subsidized access to these services, or by providing tax incentives to businesses that invest in them. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce poverty and inequality. This could be done by increasing the minimum wage, providing tax credits to low-income families, and expanding access to social services. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in job training and education programs to help those who are struggling to find employment. Finally, the book argues that the government should take steps to reduce the cost of living, such as by providing subsidies for housing and transportation. Main idea number 12. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and health care, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and health care, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This would involve the government providing resources to those who are unable to access them due to economic or social barriers. Additionally, the book argues that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Furthermore, it suggests that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in research and development to ensure that the nation remains competitive in the global economy. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce inequality by increasing taxes on the wealthy and providing tax breaks to the middle and lower classes. Additionally, it suggests that the government should invest in public services, such as public transportation and public parks, to ensure that all citizens have access to the same amenities. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. Main idea number 13. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This could be done by providing free or subsidized access to these services, or by providing tax incentives to businesses that invest in them. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce poverty and inequality. This could be done by increasing the minimum wage, providing tax credits to low-income families, and expanding access to social services. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in job training and education programs to help those who are struggling to find employment. Finally, the book argues that the government should take steps to reduce the cost of living, such as by providing subsidies for housing and transportation. Main idea number 14. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This could be done by providing free or subsidized access to these services, or by providing tax incentives to businesses that invest in them. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce poverty and inequality. This could be done by increasing the minimum wage, providing tax credits to low-income families, and expanding access to social services. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in job training and education programs to help those who are struggling to find employment. Finally, the book argues that the government should take steps to reduce the cost of living, such as by providing subsidies for housing and transportation. Main idea number 15. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This could be done by providing free or subsidized access to these services, or by providing tax incentives to businesses that invest in them. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce poverty and inequality. This could be done by increasing the minimum wage, providing tax credits to low-income families, and expanding access to social services. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in job training and education programs to help those who are struggling to find employment. Finally, the book argues that the government should take steps to reduce the cost of living, such as by providing subsidies for housing and transportation. Main idea number 16. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This would involve the government providing resources to those who are unable to access them due to economic or social barriers. Additionally, the book argues that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Furthermore, it suggests that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in research and development to ensure that the nation remains competitive in the global economy. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce inequality by increasing taxes on the wealthy and providing tax breaks to the middle and lower classes. Additionally, it suggests that the government should invest in public services, such as public transportation and public parks, to ensure that all citizens have access to the same amenities. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. Main idea number 17. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This could be done by providing free or subsidized access to these services, or by providing tax incentives to businesses that invest in them. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce poverty and inequality. This could be done by increasing the minimum wage, providing tax credits to low-income families, and expanding access to social services. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in job training and education programs to help those who are struggling to find employment. Finally, the book argues that the government should take steps to reduce the cost of living, such as by providing subsidies for housing and transportation. Main idea number 18. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and healthcare, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and health care, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This could be done by providing free or subsidized access to these services, or by providing tax incentives to businesses that invest in them. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce poverty and inequality. This could be done by increasing the minimum wage, providing tax credits to low-income families, and expanding access to social services. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in job training and education programs to help those who are struggling to find employment. Finally, the book argues that the government should take steps to reduce the cost of living, such as by providing subsidies for housing and transportation. Main idea number 19. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and health care, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and health care, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. This could be done by providing free or subsidized access to these services, or by providing tax incentives to businesses that invest in them. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to improve the quality of life for all citizens. Finally, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce poverty and inequality. This could be done by increasing the minimum wage, providing tax credits to low-income families, and expanding access to social services. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in job training and education programs to help those who are struggling to find employment. Finally, the book argues that the government should take steps to reduce the cost of living, such as by providing subsidies for housing and transportation. Main idea number 20. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and health care, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. It also suggests that the government should invest in public infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to ensure that the nation's economy remains strong and competitive. The book argues that the increased wealth of the nation has led to a decrease in the quality of life for many citizens, and that the government should take steps to address this inequality. It suggests that the government should invest in public goods and services, such as education and health care, to ensure that all citizens benefit from the nation's prosperity. It also suggests that the government should invest in public infrastructure, such as roads and bridges, to ensure that the nation's economy remains strong and competitive. Furthermore, the book argues that the government should invest in social programs, such as job training and housing assistance, to help those who are struggling to make ends meet. Finally, the book suggests that the government should take steps to reduce poverty and inequality, such as increasing the minimum wage and providing tax credits to low-income families. The book also argues that the government should take steps to reduce the gap between the wealthy and the poor. It suggests that the government should increase taxes on the wealthy and use the revenue to fund social programs and public services. Additionally, the book suggests that the government should invest in public transportation and other infrastructure projects to create jobs and stimulate economic growth. Finally, the book argues that the government should take steps to reduce the influence of corporate interests on public policy, such as by strengthening regulations and increasing transparency.